We are up to Simon Shin Chaf Sif Zayin, and one of the central principles of the preceding Sifim in the Simon was that juicing fruits falls under the malacha of dush, specifically when the juice has the halachic status of liquid, such that one is extracting a drink from a food. If, however, the juice has the halachic status of food, then squeezing it is generally not going to be a violation of dush. In the coming Sif, which deals with squeezing liquid out of pickled or boiled foods, right, otherwise known as kavush or shlokos. So two previously mentioned expressions of this principle enter the discussion. Let's see. One, we already saw in Sif Aleph that the liquid extracted from fruits that are not typically juiced at all does not have the halachic status of a liquid. It's basically part of the fruit itself. But pickled or boiled foods are not typically juiced at all. But the liquid that is being squeezed out of these foods certainly has the halachic status of liquid before it was absorbed by them. So the question of whether one can squeeze the liquid out of them really merits its own discussion. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch here is going to teach that there's a machlokes as to whether squeezing the liquid out of such foods for the sake of using the liquid is d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. That's number one. Number two, we saw in Sif Dalit that one is allowed to squeeze fruits directly into food, because the liquid being extracted has the halachic status of food. We mentioned already in Mishnah Brura Sif Katan Yud Zayin that there's a Rabbeinu Chananel Shita that entirely disagrees with this halacha. And he maintains that even liquid squeezed directly into food has the halachic status of liquid. The Shulchan Aruch here is going to present this view in the context of squeezing pickled or boiled foods. And the Ramah is going to clarify that it's really actually extends to fruits as well. And the Shulchan Aruch is also going to address one more thing, whether one can squeeze liquids out of pickled or boiled foods solely for the purpose of enhancing their taste. The question of whether this was able to, what can be done with ordinary fruits is going to come up very soon in Sif Katan Chaf Dalid. So we'll see. We begin. Sif Zayin. Lischol Kivashim. What are kavashim? Perush, perush, lumine, yirakai, sabunachim, bechaymetz, v'melach, kadesh, lo yirkavu. These are fruits or types of vegetables that basically have been put into vinegar or salt to prevent them from rotting, otherwise known as pickling. And shlakais, which are boiled vegetables, is basically subject to the following principles, guidelines. Number one, in legufa, if they're being squeezed for their own sake, that means to say, she'ein sarach lamayim, ve'eino sochtan ela latakana la'achila. It means that one has no need for the liquid and he is squeezing them only to improve them prior to their being eaten. Then, afilu sochel toch kara she'en ba'ochel mutter, and squeezing them even into a bowl that has nothing in it, doesn't have any solid food in it, is going to be totally permitted. However, in sarach lemeimeyen, if, however, one has a need for the liquid, then mutter l'schoit l'soich kedera she'esh ba'ochel, then one's allowed to squeeze them into a pot that has and contains solid food. So if one has a need for liquid, then you're only allowed to squeeze them into a pot that has solid food. But if it does not contain food, it is going to be aser to do. Let's see the Mishnah Brura on all of this. Sif Katan Chaf Gimel U She Lakais. Boiled cooked veggies. Hainu, this means Yerek V'chayotzi Sheshotim Kodem Shabbos V'Shuru V'Nisharu Mimein Bahem. We're talking here about a vegetable or something like it that was boiled before Shabbos and it remains saturated with liquid, sifkat and chavdalid, in lagufan, if they're being squeezed for their own sake. What does that mean? Rotsa lomar, shesochatam mimashke hatzafalein vanivla behen kedilatakein, gufam la'achila levad ve'ein sarach lemeimeyen. Talking about where one is squeezing out the liquid that rests upon their surface, and it's absorbed within them, only in order to improve them prior to being eaten. But he has no need for their liquid, ein sarach lemeimeyen. So an example of this is, you know, it's common to squeeze the lettuce after soaking it in water for this purpose. So therefore he says, it's not going to be considered mefarik, right? Therefore, it's not going to be considered mefarik at all. Meaning, the malacha of dush and a tolda of mefarik are defined as extracting food from its undesired encasement. Here, one is eliminating the undesired excess liquid from the desired food, and this is therefore not going to be part of the malacha at all. So that's what he says now. And even if one squeezes it into a bowl and the liquid does not go to waste, nevertheless, since his intent is not for the liquid, it's not included in the malacha. When it comes to olives and grapes, this is going to be usher, no, in under all circumstances, because most people squeeze them for their liquid. Meaning, even if one is squeezing out the liquid of zeisim v'anovim, olives and grapes, only in order to enhance their taste with no intention to use the liquid, and even if the liquid goes to waste, it's still going to be aser mi derabanan, and therefore, you should realize that there's great concern that the person squeezing them in order to enhance their taste might decide to squeeze them for the sake of their liquid. That's why, by zeisim v'anovim, it's going to be aser mi derabanan. But for all other food items, which are not squeezed by most people, there's no such concern. Squeezing them in order to enhance their taste is going to be totally permitted. This includes pickled foods, as the Shulchan Aruch mentioned, berries and pomegranates, which are commonly squeezed by some, but not most people. Check out the Mishnah Berurah above in Sif Katan Hay. And surely it includes other fruits, which are not typically squeezed at all. We continue on, Sif Katan Chaf Hay, Ella, right? And he's squeezing them only to improve them prior to their being eaten. Right, meaning she'ein sarach l'mayim ve'eino sochdan el l'taknan la'achila. That's the only reason why he's squeezing them, solely to improve them prior to them being eaten. So therefore he says, v'hu adin de mutla l'chachila sot lokshin mishuman amnivla bohen. Based on this, it is mutter l'chachila to squeeze fat out of noodles that are saturated with it. Imu oseh mishum she'ein yachol l'ochlan mishum shuman harbe she'behen. If he's doing so, because he cannot eat them on account of the excess fat within them. Cain Kasa Badrisha, this is what the Drisha writes. Chai Adam, Mekel Mitanacher. Chai Adam is Mekel for a totally different reason. The Shuman, Shemafrisho Havikam Cain Ochel. Because he holds that the solid food that is separated, right, namely the fat, it's a solid food that's being separated. Since that's a solid food as well, Havikam Afri Ochel Mi Ochel. It's going to be viewed as separating a solid from another part of the solid food, which, once again, as we explained in our intro, and as we explained in the past couple of days, one would be allowed to squeeze out the fat even for the sake of using it, because you're being mafrid ochel mitoch ochel, and a practical application of this halacha would be squeezing excess oil out of a fried item. Here, all would agree that one can do so only for the sake of eating the food, but not for the sake of making use of the oil, since the oil is surely a liquid. Right? It's only when it comes to fat, then you have this nuance of chai adam, okay? And that's why, okay, in a situation of oil, he'd have to squeeze it out for the sake of eating the food, but not for the sake of making use of the oil, since the oil, as we said, is for sure viewed as a liquid. So in this case, even into a bowl is going to be mutter. And he says here, only going to be allowed when needed for Shabbos, but still for sure going to be usher in all cases to squeeze for after Shabbos needs, because this will fall under the general the Rabbanan of Hachana, performing actions on Shabbos for the sake of advancing one's weekday needs. We will move on now to Sif Katan Chaf Zayin L'toch Kedera. He said, V'im Tzarech, the Shulchan Aruch had said, if the person has a need for the liquid that he's squeezing out from the shlakos or from the kavush, from the pickled or cooked veggies, then he had said one can only squeeze them into a pot that contains solid food. But if it doesn't contain solid food, it's going to be usher to do. Here the Mishnah Berurah says, in Sif Katan Chaf Zayin L'toch Kedera, so you can squeeze them into a pot that contains solid food. Why is that okay? The Lo Garam Eshkol the Mutar Kamal Abasital, because there's no reason to not be Mekel in this case, because this is like a cluster of grapes where this is totally Mutar. As we said in Sif Talid above, if grapes, which cannot be juiced, either orisa, can be squeezed directly into food. So all the more so, this is going to be okay for pickled and boiled foods, which are usher to be squeezed only mi derabanan. Sif katan chav ches, so into a pot that contains solid food. Sheyesh ba ochel, has solid food. V'hu adin l'toch hamurias d'havi meichel, so too you can squeeze them into fish jelly, which is also viewed as a solid food. Aval l'toch hamashkin usher. However, squeezing them into liquids is going to be usher. Of course, in this case, the water squeezed from the pickled or boiled food certainly will have the status of a liquid with respect to the malacha of dush. Usher, he says, if it's not, if the pot that he squeezes the shlakos into or the kavush, or the pickled vegetables, into does not have solid food, it's going to be usher to do. The afal gav dishar the sifkan chavtes. The afal gav the shar peiros mutal esfara filo meimayan. Even though one is allowed to squeeze other fruits, even for the sake of their liquids, like we said earlier in Sif Aleph, shani hasam she'ain shame mashka al mei peiros. Avi kemafrit ochel mei ochel. There, that was different because the juice of those fruits doesn't have the halachic status of a liquid, and juicing them and juicing them is viewed as separating part of a food from the rest of the food. But that's not the case. Not the case here. This is the site. We said in our introduction. Because here the liquid status was there before it got absorbed into the vegetable. Therefore it's going to be meaningful to have a schita. You can't say that it's being mafrid ochel from ochel. But it's still not going to be a doraisa schita according to this opinion. Because we know that the only doraisa squeezing is going to be for olives and grapes, as we wrote in the beginning of the siman. Now, even though the liquid absorbed, you should understand, and the pickled foods indeed had the halachic status of liquid before it was absorbed, it actually lost that status once it was absorbed, and it is viewed as part of the food itself. But since it once had the halachic status of liquid, squeezing it out for the sake of using it is also midrabban. This is how the Shalma Yonasan understands it. Really, believe it or not, the daraisa, once absorbed, it all becomes part of the food. So on a daraisa level, it is really being mafrid ochel from ochel. But midrabban, since it had its initial status of liquid, it never lost that on a midrabban level, and therefore there is a shame schita, there is a status of schita midrabban. And now the Shulchan Aruch continues with that famous sheet of Rabbeinu Chananel, kol shu tzarech lemeimein chayechatas. Afilu sachat l'kadeira sheyesh ba'ochel, u'dvarav asachat eshkol l'kadeira nami asar. Rabbeinu Chananel says, whenever one has a need for the liquid, he's going to be chayechatas, even if he squeezed it into a pot that contains food. And according to this opinion, squeezing a cluster of grapes into a pot that contains solid food, this is what the Ramah adds, is going to be asar as well. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. He's going to spell this all out. According to Rabbeinu Chananel. So he says here, Hine, Rabbeinu Chananel b'shnei dvarim paling al derishah. Rabbeinu Chananel argues, it should be clear, with the first daya in this Shulchan Aruch on 2 points. Number one, the sphere the sarach v'meyen chayiv afilu b'kvashu b'shlakos. He says that if one has a need for liquid, he's chayiv even for squeezing pickled and boiled vegetables. This he holds on a doraisa level. And he holds that not only for olive and grapes, but even for pickled and boiled foods, and interestingly, the Be'er Halacha holds that Be'er Chanal agrees, though, that juicing berries and pomegranates is only going to be midrabanan, and juicing other fruits is going to be totally mutter. But he goes on to explain why pickled and boiled foods would be like zesim vanavim, and you'll be chayiv minatorah if you squeeze out shlakos, pickled and cooked kavush and shlakos, pickled and boiled veggies. He explains that, number one, it is very common to squeeze the liquid out of them in order to use it, just like by Zaysim Banavim. And two, the liquid in these foods, they had the full-fledged status of liquid before it was absorbed. And according to Rabbeinu Chananel, it doesn't lose that status even on a doraisa level. And therefore, squeezing it out is surely, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, to be viewed as separating a liquid from the solid. That's one machlokes between Rabbeinu Chananel and the others. That shlakos and kavush, squeezing it is going to be the oraisa Srita, the Araisa Bafarik, Yechayv Chatas. And Beis, the Chol Hecha Shetzarach Leimein, Olam, Chayv. Afilu Kishesoche El Tocha Ochel. The second thing is, in any case, this is a very big Yisai here, that Rabbeinu Chananel is Chaylik on the fundamental concept, that in any case that one has a need for the liquid, Olam Chayv, Afilu Kishesoche El Tocha Ochel. He's going to be Chayv, even if he squeezed it into a solid food. The after kol poskim pligi al zeh, even though all the poskim disagree with this second point, the svirlu de mashka bala ochel ka ochel dami, because they hold that a liquid that goes into a solid food is viewed like a food, as we said earlier, kedem elbasik balad, the halacha kedivreim, and the bottom line halacha is like the other rishonim. So that's why kachis kir mechavad daitam mistama. That's why Shulchan Aruch wrote the others without attributing who it's from, because that's how we help. Normally, it's the principle, and Shulchan Aruch records halacha without attributing it to a particular authority, and then cites a dissenting view, and he gives a specific, and he mentions a specific, Rishon, or right, authority, halakhic authority, as in our case, where he cites the view that is permitting squeezing the liquids into food without mentioning who says that, and then he goes and he quotes Rabbeinu Chananel by name, so he basically is saying, Rabbeinu Chananel is the Das Yachid here, and he's paskening, like the first opinion, that, you, and this is how we hold, you can squeeze into solid foods, And this is what he says. He brings Rabbi Chananel. Why? This is the very point. Because he wants to tell us that it is good, it is praiseworthy to be machmir in keeping with the halacha of Rabbi Chananel. A machmir tova alav bracha. And he says, and those who are machmir deserve to get bracha, as this is actually written in the Tshuva Sarash, quoted in the Beis Yosef. So that's a big yisayit here, that even though the Iker HaDin don't follow Rabbeinu Chananel, in respect to this second halacha, that the second halacha of Rabbeinu Chananel, that in any case that one has a need for liquid, he's going to be chayiv even if he squeezed it into a solid food, that we don't hold like, but it is definitely a proper thing and praiseworthy to be machmir, even in such a scenario. We had seen yesterday that by lemons, there was other studim that didn't demand being machmir, that even the Mishnah Berurah would be maida, that lemons pastures would be different. Sifches. Hasochei dog l'tziro, dino kesochei kevashim mishlakos l'meir. Squeezing a fish for its brine has the same halachic status as squeezing kevashim, pickled veggies, and shlakos, boiled vegetables, for their liquid. Sifkat l'lamad alav dog l'tziro. Rotz alone, what do we mean by fish in its brine? In its juice, in its sauce. So he says, very important, Rotz alomar, means to say, shesachat dag lahotzi tziro shetzarach lo. He's squeezing the fish in order to extract its brine because he needs the brine. And this would be equivalent to squeezing the liquid from pickled or boiled food for the sake of using the liquid, which is asa midrabanan, according to the first view of the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Zayin. And it'll be asa midaraisa, according to Berchananel, as we saw. But if one were to squeeze the brine out of the fish only in order to enhance the taste of the fish, then it would be, as we said in the previous sif, it would be entirely permitted, just as a person can squeeze the liquid out of pickled or boiled foods in order to enhance the taste of the item itself. But now the Mishnah Berurah continues. Ma'iri, what are we talking about? Betzir, similar to the case of the vegetables. Betzir shenivla bo mimashka the alma. We're talking about where the brine came from external liquids which was absorbed into the fish. That's why it's similar to squeezing boiled vegetables for their liquid, which is usher, as we said above. This is a very big chiluk. But when it comes to squeezing the natural brine that comes out of the body of the fish itself, then it's going to be comparable to the Iker HaDin that we said by other fruits, assuming there are such things as other fruits, you know, for their juice, which is totally mutter, as we mentioned in Sif Aleph above. And now we move into a new halacha in Sif Tes. The Gemara in Shabbos, Nun Aleph of Beis, basically tells us that you're not allowed to crush sheleg and snow and ice on Shabbos in order to produce water. But the Gemara says you can place it into a cup or plate and there's no concern. Rishonim explain that this is a Derabbanan halacha, and they give three different reasons for this Derabbanan. Rashi says the reason that you're not allowed to crush snow and ice is that he is creating water, and this has the semblance of a malacha because it's created. 39 malachas, lamates malachas, are by nature creative activities. So to hear this Derabbanan dika creating something new is similar to malacha. The Rambam in the Yad Chazaka, Chaf Aleph Yud Gimel, check out the Magid Mishnah and other Rishonim, they explain that the reason a person can't crush snow and ice is that producing a liquid from a solid is similar to squeezing fruit, which is usher under the malacha of dash. That is how they understand it's similar to dash. That's what this halacha of crushing snow and ice is based on. And the Sefer HaTrumah explains that crushing snow and ice is usher due to nolad. And this is a Rabbanan Isser, which basically says that something that came into existence on Shabbos is usher for use throughout that Shabbos. So the Sefer HaTrumah understands that water which is produced by crushing snow or ice is considered a new entity and is thus usher. These different explanations have nafkaminas. According to the first two explanations, only the act of crushing ice is usser, but there is no isser to use ice that melted. According to Sefer HaTrumah, since melted ice is considered nolad, it is usser not only to crush the ice, but also to use the ice that melted on Shabbos. Let's see the halacha inside now. Siftes. Hasheleg ha'bar einu raskin oisam dayin l'shavram l'chatichas dakos kidei sheyazuvu meimav avanoseinu l'toch kol shal yayin o mayim v'hu nimoach ve'elav ve'eino choshesh. So snow or hail or ice cannot be crushed, meaning it can't be broken into small pieces so that its water will flow. However, a person can place it into a cup of wine or water where it will melt on its own without any concern, right? Ve'eino choshesh. And then he just ends off the Shulchan Aruch. Similarly, says if a person placed it in the sun or opposite a fire and it melted, that also is going to be mutter. So let's see, Mr. Buddha inside, Lamed Beis, the Chatichos Dakos, he broke it into small pieces. He's crushing ice and snow into small pieces so that the water will flow. This cannot be done. He's not allowed to do this. Look at the Mr. Buddha. Aval, Lishbor, Chaticha, Venashari, Bafilim, Yazubu, Ksasmai, Yadezet, Lonis Gavinazet, but Ocho, Holekli, Ibud. Says a person can break a piece off of it. That's going to be mutter, even if it's going to cause some water to flow, because that's not his kavana. And even furthermore, Beis Yosef says it goes to waste. The idea being that since his kavana, right, he's only intending to break off a piece of ice, not to produce water, it's going to be mutter. And this is a davar she'ein miskaven, where he's not intending for any water to come out. The second reason he says that it goes to waste. Why is he bringing up these two different reasons? So they basically go back to the two basic reasons that we've shown him as to why it's usher to crush ice. Mr. Bruce's first reason explains why a person can break a piece of ice according to Rashi's understanding, that the reason one can't crush ice is that it has a semblance of a malacha. Since a person breaking a piece of ice has no intent to create water, the devil shall miskaven, which is permitted even for a regular malacha. So for sure something it's daimel malacha. The second reason explains that according to Rambam's understanding, that the reason one cannot crush ice is that it's similar to squeezing fruit, if you remember. So the second reason is good according to the Rambam, because squeezing fruit, we know, is asur d'oraisa, only when a person wishes to and wants the juice, not when the juice goes directly to waste. So here, when one breaks the ice and lets the liquid go to waste, it's not going to resemble the malacha of schita, and that's why it's not going to be asur. Let's move on. He did it. He broke it into small pieces so that its water will flow. Comes Mishnah Brura, and he says as follows. Mema, the water is going to flow. Here he says it, because number one, it has a semblance of a malacha, as though one is creating this water, so it's asur midrabanan. This is the first approach that we mentioned in the intro. Or he says it's a drabanan that the chachamim enacted, right, out of a chashash, a concern, it's a gzeira, that if we're permitted to crush ice, a person might come to do schita and squeeze fruit that are designated for juicing. Interestingly, he only quotes Rashi and the Rambam. He doesn't quote the Sefer HaTrumah, that it's Aser, because this is Nolad. Reason being, Mr. Brura is explaining the Shulchan Aruch. And it's clear the Shulchan Aruch doesn't go with the Sefer HaTrumah, because it's clear that he permits the use of snow or ice, which melted in the sun, you know, you could use it. But according to the Sefer HaTrumah, we're going to see, right, according to the Sefer HaTrumah, it would be Aser used. Sif Katan Lamed Dalet, the Eino Chayshesh. So he can go ahead and he can go ahead and place the ice into a cup of wine or water where it's going to melt on its own without any concern. Since he is not doing this actively, they did not aser it. Chazal only asered crushing ice or snow when it is similar to malacha. Malachos, they're generally performed through direct actions, not by allowing and having some effect happen to itself. So therefore, Chazal asered melting ice only when it is done in a direct action, not when one merely puts it in a place where it will happen by itself. And then he goes on, the Mishnah Berurah, V'yesh matir nafil l'rasik b'yadayim to hakos, v'atam, the kemish nesari v'mashib so hakos, v'eino b'ayin lo gazru baklal. He says that some actually even permit one to actively crush it into the liquid in the cup. And he holds that this is okay, because since it mixes with the liquid in the cup, and it's not independently distinct, they did not aser it at all. Magen Avraham points out from the Shulchan Aruch that it sounds like actively crushing ice, even in the water itself, is not okay. Let's move on over here. Sif katan lamed hey mu tarim. It is going to be mutter if one placed it in the sun or opposite a fire and it melted. It's going to be mutter. Like hanois mehem, to benefit from them. Hu adin de mutter lechatchila laniach. And similarly, one can place it in a warm place lechatchila, since it melts by itself. Kevon should mele runi muach, since it melts by itself. Ukemo letoch kos. It's similar to placing it in a cup. He says, however, according to the Ramah that we had in Shin Yud Ches, Sif Tes Zayin, one should be machmir, because even though it melts by itself, it's still going to be usser due to nolad. This is not like placing it in a cup, because there it mixes with the water and is not distinct. The Ramah there states, this is what he's quoting, that one should not heat a cooked food containing congealed fat unless there is a significant need, because causing fat to melt involves nolad. Now this follows the opinion, as we said, of the Sefer HaTrumah. Sefer HaTrumah disagrees with the other Rishonim on 2 points. First, he holds that one may not place a congealed item in a warm place so that it will melt, as opposed to the Shulchan Aruch here, who permits it since it's not a direct act. So too there. Second, the old fat or ice that has melted cannot be consumed based on the Isser of Nolad. According to Sefer Truma, one also cannot place ice in a warm place to melt, and he must treat the ice that did melt as Nolad. And the Mishnah Berurah there, Sif Katan Kuf Zayin, explains the Ramah, though, to mean that one should adhere to the position of the Sefer HaTruma only lechatchila, meaning that he should refrain from placing congealed fat next to a fire lechatchila. But he adds that if one did so, it's okay with the evidence of melted fat. Here, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying that the melted ice should not be used even after the fat. So the Shmir, even with the evidence. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa Yud, in footnote Yud 10, quotes of Shlomo Zalman Arbach, who explains that Mishnah Berurah was makel there with regard to fat and other foodstuffs where one might not have an easy replacement. Here, we're speaking of melted water, which is generally more readily available. It's easy to find a replacement for the melted water, so you should be machmir. Based on this logic, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa Paskins that if there is no other water available, the melted water can indeed be used. Sif Yud. You're allowed to break ice in order to take water that is underneath it. Sif Katan Lamed Vav. L'shaber HaKerach, you can break the ice. Why is this okay? L'shvirat HaKerach Eina Malacha Klal. Because breaking ice is not malacha at all. V'lo Asru B'risuk Elem Hu Oseh K'dei She'yazuvu Meimav. And the only acid crushing, if one is doing it, so the water will flow, which is not the case over here. Meaning that isn't to crush ice. We saw in the Shulchan Aruch only applies to crushing it in order to turn the ice itself into water, because creating water, as we said, has a semblance of a malacha. But if one is not turning the ice itself into water, but merely is breaking the ice in order to access other water underneath it, he's not creating water. It's going to be mutter. For this reason, it is also permitted to break a piece of ice in order to use a piece of the ice itself. Mr. Brook continues, Kasav Magen Avram, the Benar, O Be'er Aser, the Cave of Duhu, Mechuba Lakarka, Yesh Bo Mishum Chashash, Bin Yenu Stira, Aval Harbe, Achronim Cholkin Allah, Usfir Ludish. Shame Mayim Aleim Ve'ein Shayach Bo Binyan Ustira Ulitzarach Shabbos Yesh Lahakel. Magen Avram writes that if the ice is covering a river or a well as opposed to a kli, then breaking the ice to get the water underneath is going to be usher for a totally different reason, because the ice is attached to the ground and it's going to be a problem of bone and soser, wild. But many Achronim disagree with him and they hold that the ice is basically defined as water, and it's not subject to bone or soser. And he says, for a Shabbos need, let's have a Shabbos, yesh lahakel. Finally, sif katan yud aleph, which is the last sif we'll do. Sarach lizar b'chayev shal yitzal yadav b'mayim sheyesh b'hem sheleg u'barad. A person has to be careful in the winter not to wash his hands with water that contains within it snow or hail. B'hem yitzal yizar shal yitzchakem b'in yadav shal yeh merasek. But if he does wash with them, he has to be careful not to press them between his hands so that he will not crush them. Why should you not go ahead and wash your hands with water that contains snow or hail? Because you should not do this, so you will not come to crush the snow or the hail. It goes on, Shulchan Atzishitim, Mekel Bezeh. Shulchan Atzishitim is Mekel, as long as one takes care, not Ach Shizayer, Shalo Yiraskeim. He has to just take care not to crush them. Crushing snow or hail, as we saw, is Asamid Rabbanan. So since it's likely that a person washing with water that contains snow or hail will crush it, he should refrain from doing this. But he has a Shulchan Atzei Shittim, who's megil as long as he's very careful not to crush them. As the Shulchan Aruch himself ends up that if one does wash with them, he has to be careful not to press them between his hands so that he'll not crush them. The Be'er Lacha just points out that the Magen Avraham basically said that according to the Rishonim, who allow one to actively crush snow into a cup of liquid because it mixes immediately and is not distinct, we saw this in Mr. Barus of Katlan Madalit, one would also be permitted to rub one's hand when washing with icy water, because the water produced from the snow will immediately mix into the pre-existing water. However, since many Rishonim do bring this halacha, one should not be makel.